The Empire State's largest farm lobbying group has already outlined its state legislative priorities, which focused on economic initiatives such as farm-to-market transportation and enhancing state investment in agriculture. The New York Farm Bureau is now eyeing what Washington needs to do to help the rural sector. President Dean Norton says the group's primary issue at the congressional level is immigration reform.
We're looking for a stable workforce on our farms so that we can secure the rural economy and secure the local food supply that we all need. Without immigration reform, that may suffer. We support efforts to keep the workers who are already here on our farms, and we're also looking for a flexible guest worker program.
Norton says immigration reform is crucial to New York's diversified agriculture industry, with all sectors from dairy to fruit and vegetable farms at risk. With debate so fluid inside the Beltway, Norton noted certain provisions are required to aid New York agriculture.
One of the most important things in the legislation is to make sure that those workers that are here now have a pathway to some type of permanent residency and some way to allow them to remain in agriculture so that we have a safe and reliable workforce. That would be number one. Number two would be to make sure that the rules are the same for everyone across the country, whether you're in the Northeast region, West, South, Midwest, that we're all playing under the same rules. And number three is, we stated earlier, to have a legal process where we can have a flexible guest worker program so that we do not have to come back to the drawing board, to Congress, again, something that can be longstanding and permanent.
The second federal concern Norton outlined is implementation of the recently passed Farm Bill.
The Farm Bill has been passed, but that's only half of the job. The other rest of the work is now working with our friends at USDA and our partners in the legislature and with the other ag organizations to make sure that the laws that were passed with the recent Farm Bill passage, that the rules that are made in the way that they are helpful to our New York farmers.
Senior Associate Director of National Affairs Kelly Young adds they will be vigilant for any changes in regulations.
Every time new regulations are proposed, we're checking to make sure that they're both warranted and that they have a public benefit. So many times new regulations cost our farmers more money, money that they can't pass on to their consumers, which undermines their ability to stay in business.
Young points to proposed changes in safety standards as an example.
One of the concerns of our farmers in the current food safety proposal is the use of irrigation water meeting the standards of swimming pools. Swimming pool water have absolutely nothing to do with food consumption. So we're looking at making sure FDA is setting standards that are based on actual science.
The Farm Bureau will also focus on the Good Samaritan Hunger Relief Tax Extension Act to create a permanent tax credit to farmers that donate to food banks. The Farm Bureau notes that corporations already have a permanent tax credit for food donations. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.